When you arrive at the front door of home, as all modern buildings, the doors will open automatically for you. Straight ahead of you, you'll see the box office, and the box office will be a place where not only will you be able to buy a ticket, but you get information about the building and what's going on as well. Off to the right, we've got the new galleries, our 500 square meter gallery spaces, which every time you come will be different. We'll change the layout of those, but you'll be able to see into the galleries through the glass wall that partitions it from the foyer. Off to the left is a large set of stairs, which is the main circulation for the building. And around that area is also the entrance to the ground floor of our new Theatre One. And Theatre One will be seating about 500 people. Around that central stair core is our ground floor cafe bar. So during the day, you'll be able to get the usual sort of mix of good coffee and croissant. And in the evening, we'll be also serving wines and spirits and all that sort of thing. And that opens out onto an outdoor terrace, which is under a cantilevered roof. So it's sort of an undercover outdoor cafe area at the front of the building. So also back of house on the ground floor, we've got the usual toilets that you'd need, bags of toilets, a lot more than we've currently got for a building of this size. We've also got dressing rooms, a loading bay for the theatre and the gallery to get trucks in and scenery in and out. And then across a corridor connecting into the railway arches, we've got our education centre that'll take a class of young people or a group of adults to do drama workshops, filming, make things. Connected to that, media education space, which is equipped with computers, digital editing facilities, those sort of things. And above that, a meeting room. So we can actually do either three different events, education events, or we can have one large event working across all three spaces. So it's going to be a really useful addition to our infrastructure for education work, which is really important to us. So that's the ground floor. Then we move up onto the first floor, and you access the first floor through the central stair core. And to the right, as you come out of the stairs, you'll see the restaurant. That's a slightly bigger restaurant than the current corner house one. And then to the left, there's the entrances to the first circle in the Theatre One, which is sort of a balcony area around the auditorium, and Theatre Two. And Theatre Two is a smaller theatre, about 160 seats, and we'll be putting a different type of work on in there. And again, plenty of toilets off both floors. There's the kitchens to service the cafe bar, a large office space for our team and rehearsal facilities in the rehearsal studio, and more dressing rooms and other service type functions for the cast and crew. And then finally, we move on to the top floor, the second floor that is. And again, you come out the central stair core, and off to the left is you'll actually see a glass wall where you'll be able to see out onto the open air terrace, which links to our event space to the left. And that's very similar to the annex and corner house in that we'll use it for private functions, we'll use it for courses, we'll use it for a whole variety of things. But straight ahead, you'll see the main entrance to the cinemas. We've got five cinemas. We've got a 250-seater, 155-seater, 70 and 2,040 seats. All of our cinemas are located off one large foyer, so you'll have no trouble finding your way around, and those cinemas are going to have nice big screens, great viewing lines and good projection facilities, so a much better experience than you currently have. And then again, back of house things, on the roof we've got the grid area, which is all the technical space above Theatre One, and also all the air handling and other facilities that we need to make the building work. You know, things like central heating systems, ventilation, etc. are on that roof. And that's it, that's home.